I'd like to just take a moment as we celebrate Veterans Day here in the Senate to acknowledge the two chairs of our Senate committee. As the former chair of this committee, it was a great privilege to work with the department and with the State Veterans Council and the War Veterans Council. And over the past several years, Senator Volakovich and Senator Costa have done tremendous work carrying on the proud tradition of what we've been able to accomplish. We're proud to have General Corelli here and the members of the War Veterans Council, the members of the State Veterans Commission who are here with us. We say welcome home and thank you. But as we are here today, I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge a man who retired from the department but gave countless years of public service on behalf of our veterans. On Monday, we lost Dennis Geis, who served as the general counsel for DMVA. Dennis Geis was a true leader, a champion for veterans in our Commonwealth, and we worked closely together on the creation of Act 66, our Veterans Service Officer program, that has been a tremendous benefit for our veterans and has brought many, many dollars back into veterans and to our communities. He was a leader. He was a champion in the creation of that, as well as the Veterans Trust Fund. So Dennis Geis, who received the Patrick Henry Award from the National Guard Association, he was a member of the Hall of Fame for DMVA. He served as general counsel. He also worked in the Fish and Boat Commission. But true to his word, Dennis Geis would have been here in spirit today. So proud that we're taking time to acknowledge our veterans. So if you'll all take a moment to join me in sending our deep condolences to his wife, Betty, to his sons, Andrew and Brendan, and his entire family. Dennis was a champion of veterans, and we owe a debt of gratitude to him, and we want to pay tribute to him at this time. Thank you, Mr. President.